This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. A core IBM value is trust and personal responsibility in all relationships. IBMers work hard to actively build and preserve relationships with all the constituencies of our business, including clients, partners, communities, investors, and fellow IBMers. So today I'm joined by Mark Jeffries, who's become a trusted advisor and communications consultant to some of the world's largest and most successful companies. Mark is a talented speaker who regularly appears as an image and communications expert on network television news, finance, and lifestyle programs. Here, he joins me to discuss his new book, What's Up With Your Handshake, and share tips on how people can convey a more open, trusted, and respectful image in the workplace. With me on the phone, I have Mark Jeffries. Welcome, Mark.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
In your book, What's Up With Your Handshake, you advise people on how they can use soft skills to win. In essence, the book shows ways that people can present an image that's open, generous, adaptive, and thoughtful. Obviously, most people want this kind of image, but why do so few people do this successfully?
We all set out hoping to please our clients, to demonstrate that they can trust us and that in many ways we're going to be completely responsible for everything we do and say. But what often happens when it comes to the point of the sell, and let's face facts, that's what we all do, we all sell the whole time, we forget all of that and we become obsessed by the message we're trying to put across. And when that happens, we start to forget the person in front of us. And the whole secret of strategic communication or soft skills is about relentlessly considering the person in front of you, what it is they want to see and hear, and then adapting your message to suit that. And that's a great way to create a very high level of a generous feeling, an open nature, and real trust in a relationship.
In your chapter on the five stages of successful networking, the first stage is establishing trust. Can you give us some tips on how people can quickly establish trust when meeting someone new?
Trust is a toughie at the beginning because, of course, trust builds over time. Every time you demonstrate that you're a great person to do business with, you become, as a result, more trusted. But if we think about how we make choices in our general lives based on a product we've never used before, we will trust perhaps what other people say. We might even trust a very impressive advertising campaign. So it's about the message you put across. It's about how you act and behave in front of someone. And if you've got any mutual connections, it's about invoking those as well. The more little ticks you can apply to this kind of trust checkbox, the more the person in front of you is likely to trust you. But it comes with time. So initially, it's all about your behavior. How you behave in front of someone, show that you have some of those trusting values, i.e. that you listen. That you respond to what's being said, you take notes, and you act accordingly.
Originally, the handshake was a symbol of trust. You were showing that you didn't have anything in your hands. Can we talk about handshakes a little bit? What's the proper etiquette for handshakes?
Yes, we can talk about handshakes with pleasure. You know, I use the handshake as kind of a metaphor for the whole book because the handshake, very often, is the first impression. And we only get one chance to make a first impression. The point I make is very, very simple. It's this. We notice something that's slightly askew. We take note when something is not quite right. And so the handshake actually is very, very important. And nobody ever corrects another person. You'll never meet someone and go, "Nice to meet you, Joe. What's wrong with your handshake?" We'll never say a thing. So people go through lives, their own lives, believing they've got it right when in fact they have not. Now, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a deal breaker, but it will tilt the scales against you slightly if your handshake is just a little off. So it's important to get it right. And getting it right very briefly is duration-wise, a two-second maximum, one, two, release. In terms of if you're a guy, you've got to keep your hands nice and dry, and there's a very simple solution for that. You just go and rinse your hands with cold water before you shake anybody else's hand, and your hands are dry for like 20 minutes. The water obviously cools the hand down, but it also acts like an astringent, and it takes that clamminess away. The other thing, of course, is strength. How strong should your handshake be? Well, the rule is simple. Just match strength. Match what's coming at you. So if you're shaking hands with someone with a very delicate handshake, you don't want to be like a total fish, but you don't want to crush their hand either. Match the strength that you find.
A key IBM value is the idea of preserving trust even after a relationship ends. Do people generally consider this as much as they should? Are there simple ways that people can stay in touch and connected?
Yes, there are. I think you're right. I think a lot of people see a deal not happening, often at the end of a relationship. Or indeed, something has gone wrong and there's a lot of bad feeling, and therefore that signals, once again, the end of a relationship. I believe very strongly that you should never burn your bridges, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. I used to work in television, and there was an old phrase in television which was simply this: be nice to people on your way up so that they will be nice to you on your way down. And that's because TV very much is like that. You get all the way to the top and then people love to knock you down. Business is different, but you never know who's going to cross your path again in the future. So the simple rule is this: keep yourself on the radar. Even when a relationship has effectively ended, even if it's temporary, make sure you reach out and connect with that person maybe once a month, a quick email. And you want to have some value in that email. Maybe it's a link to a website with some interesting content. Maybe it's a cut-and-paste story from, say, the Wall Street Journal or Barron's financial newspaper with something you think might interest them. Just keep offering them these nuggets. And trust me, a year, 2 years down the line, they'll be back for more business.
Your book states that the one thing harder than becoming a success is staying one. Can you explain?
Well, this is difficult because you sell yourself hard to get up to the top. And whatever your product or your service is, you sell it very, very well, very conscientiously. And finally, you get the deal. People think you're great and you're set, or at least you think you are. The problem is all those promises you've made, all of that good feeling you created and goodwill has to stay. It has to stay consistent. And that's really hard. That means you've got to keep doing what you were doing for the rest of the business relationship or the duration of the deal. And so it's very easy with the excitement of the potential of the deal to sell yourself hard and become successful. But to stay there is a little harder, because it requires you to constantly keep thinking about everyone, keep thinking about the deal that you've done, but at the same time be selling for the next deal and the deal after that and the deal after that. Very simply, in the world of strategic communication or soft skills, you are always on. You never reach a point where you can go, done it. Fantastic. I can switch off now. You're always on. And the problem is this: you can be the most successful, articulate, wonderfully mannered, perfectly behaved person, but one day you lose it. That's what everyone remembers. And so, unfortunately, the difficult news is that you play the role for the entire career that you're choosing, which sounds difficult, but you know what? Once you're committed to it, it's not that bad. Just remember, you're always being observed.
For more information on Mark Jeffries, please visit his website at markjeffries.com. That's markjeffries.com.
Performance 2008 is your direct path to performance management expertise and the most important one-day event of the year for anyone who's using, supporting, or evaluating Cognos solutions. Get practical knowledge you can use right away. Meet product experts to learn how to increase the value of your current investments. Performance 2008 takes place in dozens of cities worldwide. Registration is free and it's open now. Get on the path at cognos.com/performance2008.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.